This isn't the best day I can think of to play a song like that when you're talking about popsicles and icicles, because that's almost a freezing rain falling out there. It's a terrible day for anybody who happens to be walking. Lots of drizzle going on. Should continue for the next 24 hours at least. Stand by for the weather in detail.
Let's see now. 2 dozen eggs, a roast, a loaf of bread, a new Camaro Rally Sports Convertible, a mink coat, and $5,000 in cash.
Say, where are you planning on shopping for all this? She's planning on shopping at Loblaws because Loblaws has put together the greatest prize package ever in their new fun game, Double Money Bingo. Grand prizes of a brand new Camaro Rally Sports Convertible, $5,000 in cash, and a mink coat personally styled by Holt Renfrew. And weekly prizes of a free trip for two to California by way of American Airlines, plus accommodation at the Los Angeles Biltmore Hotel. There's a Camaro, the latest General Motors sensation, and a Claritone color TV set. There are lots more prizes than this, and they're all listed in the Loblaws prize book. We know you'll enjoy this big, exciting Loblaws game. So play Double Money Bingo.
Bingo!
Four more days till Christmas. Santa's on his way.
When you think of Camelot, think of a story of passionate love in a land resplendent with song. Camelot. From Warner Brothers 7 Arts, in Technicolor and Panavision.
Camelot is now playing at the University Theater on Bloor. Buy your reserve seat tickets at the box office or phone
923-7331.
Lots of clouds and lots of rain, and it's going to continue right through into Friday morning. Very mild for the rest of today and tonight, turning much colder Friday afternoon with a few snow flurries. The winds from the southeast between 15 and 25, changing northwest 15 to 25 late on Friday. Today's high 50 degrees and the low tonight 45. Right now the wind is from the west-northwest at 2 miles per hour. Nothing to worry about out there. The barometer's 30.00 inches and falling. And the relative humidity, of course, is 100%. Thermometer reading at 1025, 42 degrees. The number 33 hit in Toronto, Peter, Paul, and Mary, Too Much of Nothing.
Too much of nothing. Make a man feel ill at ease. One man's temper might arrive while the other man's temper might freeze. In the days of long confession, we cannot mock it so long. When there's too much of nothing, no one has control.
Fella me.
much of that great music happening on Chum number 33 this week. Peter, Paul, and Mary. It's about 28 minutes after 10 o'clock. Now, Michael Cranston for John Sprague until 1.
Here's more food for thought from the Dixie Food Market on the Dundas Highway, a half mile east of Dixie Roads. Maple Leaf Grade A Extra Plump Turkeys, 20 pounds and up, just 39 cents a pound. Lovely Christmas table centerpieces from the Dixie Flower Shop, $2.50 each. Farm fresh eggs, Grade A, medium, 2 dozen for 79 cents. Burned smoked hams ready to serve, 69 cents a pound. That's Dixie Food Market on the Dundas Highway, a half mile east of Dixie Road.
Condition red and green. This is an order to all Chum newsmen. Do not leave the city. Consider yourself on 24-hour call from now until Santa arrives in Toronto. If you go out, leave numbers where you may be reached. Pick up coverage strategy from Chum's man at the pole, Luke Norfolk. Every mile of Santa's flight must be relayed to Chum from 7 a.m. on the 24th until Christmas Eve on Chum's Operation Santa Claus.
How'd you like to buy toys 20% below wholesale cost? You can right now at Trophy Toy and Gift Sales, Toronto's largest supplier for children's Christmas parties. They've moved all excess stock into their warehouse outlets, are clearing a tremendous variety of toys for 20% below wholesale cost. This week only. Get the savings while you can. Trophy Toy and Gift Sales, 23 Benton Road, Lawrence West at Keele, 12 Tower Drive, Lawrence East at Warden. Open 9 a.m. to 10 p.m.
Yeah, 1029, 42 degrees. Luke Norfolk. Oh, come on. This is number 8 this week. Moving down a little bit. The Bee Gees going out of Massachusetts. All the lights are still out, ready for Christmas down there. Yes, friends, it's lovely down in Massachusetts this time of year. I understand it's raining down there today, too, so they aren't that much ahead of us. Number 8 in the Bee Gees on Chum, 28 minutes before 11 o'clock. It's 42 degrees, very warm today. We can expect a high of 50.
From Paramount Pictures.
If what happens in the penthouse happened to you, you wouldn't want to talk about it either.
There's a sparkle in the air.
Silvery magic everywhere.
It's the happy holiday sound of C-H-U-M, 1050 Toronto.
Some of Chum's advertisers have a nice way of extending season's greetings. You take Maynard's, the people who make those superb chocolates and candies. Maynard's appreciate the patronage of all our Chum listeners, and they want you to accept a free Christmas treat from them. Just go into any Maynard's candy shop Monday to Friday until 2 o'clock and ask for your free candy gift. And remember, if there's someone on your list who deserves something special, you think about Maynard's Chocolates and Candies, 14 Maynard's candy shops in Metro. OK, Okay, let's move out a little bit. The Doors, number 15 this week on Chum. You gotta love me two times, baby.
Love me two times, baby. Love me twice today. Love me two times, girl. I'm gone away. Love me two times, girl. One for tomorrow, one just for today. Love me two times, I'm gone away. Love me one time, do not speak. Love me one time, yeah, my knees got weak. Love me two times, girl. Last me all through the week. Love me two times, I've gone away. Love me two times, I've gone away.
That's mean stuff. Number 15 this week for the Doors. You gotta love me two times. One for tomorrow, one for today. 25 minutes away from 11 o'clock, Chum time now. Stand by. We have one of our school choirs coming up very shortly. Which one? Flemington Road Public School. That's right across the street from my apartment. Really, Flemington Road Public School. They've got a great choir this year, and they're going to sing Rocking Carol in about 5 minutes.
Larry Solway speaking for the 30 Bad Boy Stores. You know, in the years that I've been associated with the Bad Boy Stores, I've learned to understand why there are 30 today when there were 28 just a few months ago, 26, and 20 before that. The reason, of course, is obvious. More and more people believe that the Bad Boy can and does sell for less. He proves it every single day. As a matter of fact, these days he's been saying he'll eat his hat if he can't beat any price. Well, he does beat them, and especially now, just before Christmas. You know, this is the time of year when you expect perhaps to pay more. Well, at the Bad Boy stores, you can get yourself the kind of Christmas gift you want and pay less for it. How about Inglis Superb Dryers? $159.88. Tremendous values, too, in dishwashers. And this marvelous Admiral 25-inch color TV, just $599. Big value, in time for Christmas, at all 30 Bad Boy stores.
This hour's lucky number, 28735. Today's secret word, highway.
You know where there's a fairyland.
The Telegram's Christmas Fairyland for the whole family. Open now at the CNE.
Hey, you Christmas shoppers, something I neglected to tell you is very important. All the Bad Boys stores will be open tonight until 9:30. Let's go back to 1965 now. Jimmy Ruffin had a million seller on Chum. It's 23 minutes away from 11 o'clock, and he's asking you the question on a very wet and drizzly Thursday morning. What becomes of the brokenhearted?
As I walk this land of broken dreams, I have visions of many things, but happiness.
Comes off the
That brings back a few memories, back to 1965 for Jimmy Ruffin from Motown, What Becomes of the Broken Hearted. 20 minutes away from 11 o'clock now, Michael Cranston here for John Sprague until 1. It's 42 wet degrees now.
Dominion, Dominion, why do more Canadians shop at Dominion than at any other store? Because of me.
Your success this festive season is guaranteed when you plan Christmas around a deluxe golden bird turkey from Dominion. Available only at Dominion. A deluxe golden bird is raised to the peak of plumpness and tenderness and then delivered to Dominion for your Christmas enjoyment. Order your deluxe golden bird turkey from the friendly man behind the meat counter today. It costs only pennies more per pound, but worth it. While you're there, let him help you with suggestions for your holiday meals. He's a meat expert.
More people shop at Dominion, and it's mainly because of the meat.
Ain't no need telling you why.
You just simply gotta buy.
C-H-U-M-10-50-Dorado. Chum time now, 19 minutes before 11 o'clock. Here's my little friend Richard Martin to introduce the Flemington Road Public School singing Rocking Carol.
Flemington Road Public School, Mr. Oaks, grade 1 class. Are you singing a Rocking Carol?
Richard Martin and the Flemington Road Public School Choir and the rest of the gang was out there having a ball at recess, it sounded like. That was the Rocking Carol on Chum's cute little Christmas song. 17 and a half before 11 o'clock. Stand by for more great Chum music.
Albert, the snow's piled up to the roof and I haven't seen the children for days.
They're out there somewhere, romping and playing in the woods, living off roots and berries. Don't worry, they'll be home for Christmas.
But I've just unwrapped all our brand new Kinney party shoes, and I especially want you to see how nice the children look in them.
Kinney party shoes? Ginger peachy.
I have educator royals for the children, smart Oxfords and pretty patents from $5.99, and for me, fashionable flings party pumps at only $6.99.
Where are mine?
Oh, Albert, can you ever forgive me? I forgot.
You forgot to get me a pair of handsome, smoothly styled Stuart Holmes shoes?
Albert, even though it is 20 below zero out there, I will hitch up the dog sled and mush over to Kinney's right now.
I wouldn't send a dog out on a night like this. You'd better take your skis.
Three stores open now, Scarborough, Lawrence at Golf Club Road, North York, Jane at Shepherd, and also at Agent Court Mall.
Davey, Dozy, Beaky, Mick, and Titch. It's called Zabadak, and it's hitbound in Toronto on Chum. 16 to 11 o'clock on a Thursday morning. 42 degrees in the rain outside. That's a clever little item. Boy, these lyricists are really having... Rotten. That's Dave D. Dozy, Beaky, Mick, and Titch, and Zabadak. Now, I've been investigating this song quite extensively, and you turn it around, and it doesn't make any more sense. Katabaz doesn't do anything for me either. It must be a Maori war chant or something. But it's hitbound on Chum, and it's got a nice beat. It's 13 to 11 o'clock. Stand by. We got Simon Says, this week's pick hit next.
This is Tony Rome. It's Frank Sinatra's newest role, about a private eye who picks all the wrong combinations. Horses too slow, women too fast. Tony Rome's scene is Miami Beach, where some people get up when the sun sets, and some never get up at all. With all this action and chicks like Jill St. John, Gina Rollins, and Sue Lyon, it's a wonder Sinatra stays alive and single. So don't get bruised, man. Let Frank Sinatra do it. He's Tony Rome, and he gets paid for it. As Sinatra says, it's
ring-a-ding-ding
from 20th Century Fox.
This movie opens tomorrow at the Imperial Yorkdale Golden Mile Runnymede and Northeast Drive-In Theaters. Simon Says, this is the pick hit this week for the 1910 Fruit Gum Company.
Hard to do. The name of the game is simple, Simon Says, and I would like for you to play it too. Put your hands in the air,
Simple Simon Says.
Shake them all about,
Simple Simon Says.
Do it when Simon Says,
Simple Simon Says,
and you will never be out. Simple Simon Says, put your hands on your head.
it. Let your backbone slip, Simon says. Simple Simon says, put your hands on your head. Let your backbone slip, Simon says. Put your hands on your head.
Simple Simon says,
bring them down by your side.
Simple Simon says,
shake them to your left.
Simple Simon says,
now shake them to your right. Your hands on your head.
Simple Simon says,
bring them down by your side.
Simple Simon says,
shake them to your left.
Simple Simon says,
now shake them to your right. Now that you have learned to play this game with me, see, it's not so hard to do. Let's try it once again, this time more carefully. I hope the winner will be you. Clap your hands in the air.
Simple Simon says,
do it double time.
Simple Simon says,
blow it down like before.
Simple Simon says,
are you looking fine?
Simple Simon says,
now clap them high in the air.
Simple Simon says,
do it double time.
Yeah, go on. Simple Simon Says. That's the Chump Pick Hit of the Week this week for the 1910 Fruit Gum Company. Whatever happened to good names like the Beatles and the Rolling Stones? You know, simple little names, catchy, you could remember them. Now we got the 1910 Fruit Gum Company and Dave D. Dozy Beaky. It's 10 minutes away from 11 o'clock, 42 degrees. Michael Cranston here for John Sprague until 1.
Coolest and cleanest, most refreshing, yeah. For a cool, clean, refreshing cigarette. Get the coolest, cleanest, most refreshing yet. With a single drop of menthol in each pack. A single drop of menthol on the foil wrap. That never hides that rich tobacco taste. So get craving. Craven Menthol, most refreshing. Craven Menthol, most refreshing. Craven.
Chum time, 9 minutes to 11 o'clock. Your 4 minutes to Peter Dickens and the Chum News Report. This is the number 22 hit on the chart this week, Glenn Campbell. And by the time I get to Phoenix, she'll be rising.
By the time I get to Phoenix, she'll be rising. She'll find the note I left hanging on her door. She'll laugh when she reads the part that says I'm leaving. 'Cause I've left that girl so many times before. By the time I make Albuquerque, she'll be working. She'll probably stop at lunch and give me a call. But she'll just hear that phone keep on ringing. That's all. By the time I make Oklahoma, she'll be sleeping. She'll turn softly, call my name out low. Think I'd really leave her.
time and time I've tried to tell her so. She just didn't know I would really go.
Such a beautiful song on such a rotten old day, huh? That's Glenn Campbell. By the time I get to Phoenix, she'll be rising. The Sound of Solid Gold will continue on. Chum, back to 1965 and Herman's Hermits with Can't You Hear My Heartbeat after this news report.
Peter Dickens. And this is Chum News. Toronto temperature 41 degrees. Rain today, colder with flurries tomorrow. Well, if we're going to get a white Christmas, it'll have to turn cold, and that's what it's going to do tomorrow. Whether it snows or not as well, no one can tell. So much snow has fallen over the United States Midwest recently that you'd think there's none left for anybody else, but there is always a chance. Right now, a large area of rain with isolated thundershowers extends from Georgian Bay to Windsor and across Toronto to Cobourg, and it's moving to the northeast. Much colder air is poised to the northwest, ready to plunge down over the lower lakes tomorrow. It'll bring 60-mile-an-hour gales to Lake Superior late today and tonight. The above-normal temperatures are a big help to the hard-pressed hydro, since this is also the period of the most darkness and greatest power demands. From now on, the hours of daylight begin to increase. Hydro officials are predicting they can produce enough power to meet the demands of the traditionally heavy-load Christmas season. Winter starts officially at 8:17 tomorrow morning, but other than a few flurries tomorrow, the weather people aren't saying yet how Christmas shapes up. Dr. Christian Barnard, the man who performed history's first heart transplant operation, said his patient died today of respiratory failure caused by pneumonia and not because his body rejected the alien organ. A second doctor who helped perform an autopsy today on Louis Vashkonsky said the postmortem findings completely vindicated the principle of heart transplants. And Barnard said, as soon as the occasion arises, we will do the next heart transplant operation. First returns today indicated the United Auto Workers are in favor of ratifying a new 3-year contract with General Motors Corporation in the United States. Early returns from the 12,000-member UAW local at Lansing, one of the 5 biggest UAW locals at GM, showed production workers approving the pact by about 6-1. Private First Class Thomas Wolfe has proved to his family that he was not killed in battle in Vietnam by returning home live and in person. The 20-year-old soldier's parents had received a letter last week informing them of their son's death. His mother said, "I can't believe it," as she watched through misty eyes while her son stepped down from an airplane at Port Columbus, Ohio. The chaplain's office of the soldiers' unit had sent the letter, but there was never anything from the Defense Department, nothing official, and the Wolf said wherever they checked, they were told it was a mistake, that Tom was all right, and then finally they had a phone call at 1 a.m. last Friday morning from their son right in Vietnam at that time, saying, "Mom, I'm fine." Presidents Johnson and Tu have issued a joint statement aimed at dispelling indications they were split over the question of talks with South Vietnam's National Liberation Front. After a 2-hour dinner conference at the American Embassy in the Australian capital, they let it be known that Tu was willing to discuss relevant matters with anyone associated with the NLF, but stressing that the Saigon government couldn't regard the front as an independent organization. The Southern generals have claimed all along it's directed by Hanoi. In the Greek crisis, King Constantine seems to have given the military junta easy conditions for his return to that country.
"I have only one condition for my return to Greece as the rightful chief of state, that the government in power announce a firm and complete timetable for the re-establishment of a normal, democratic political life."
That was King Constantine of Greece. TTC subway guard Douglas Burgess remains in critical condition in Toronto General Hospital today. His head was struck by a signal post while he was leaning out of the window of his moving train yesterday morning. He suffered massive head injuries. Also at Toronto General, 28-year-old Alan Weatherby of Clarkson is continuing to recover from his kidney transplant of last Saturday. A licensing inspector says he was bitten on the lip when he approached a Toronto ice cream vendor. Inspector Kenneth Lesueur told the Metro Licensing Commission yesterday that 32-year-old Larry Koutsoulianos took hold of his lower lip with his teeth, punched and scratched him, and made terrible growling noises. The inspector said his assailant opened up a 17-stitch wound. Inspector Lesueur said he was bitten when he approached the vendor following complaints he was selling schoolchildren short portions of ice cream. Koutsoulianos had his license suspended for 7 months. A pathologist told a Milton inquest yesterday that 4 youths had drunk the equivalent of 4 bottles of beer each before meeting their death in a car train crash at a crossing. The inquest was into the November 25th deaths of Terry Van Buskirk, Ronald Boers, Lorne Miller, Olive Campbellville, and John Newell of Kitchener. The youths, all 17, died when their 29-year-old car slammed into a slow-moving freight train at a CPR crossing. North York's mayor, Jim Service, has apparently sprung a bias test on his borough, hoping to find out how well they accept bilingual traffic stop signs. They've been erected in a few spots on orders of the mayor, who won't say anything more than that he wants to test the reaction of North Yorkers and the borough council. He says the results will go to the traffic committee early in the new year, and that he's got no more to say till then. Now, Give and Take with Phil Gibbons and Mac Lipson.
An atheist father in Minnesota has forced a school his kids go to cancel out the singing of Christmas carols. Unconstitutional, he says. So all the kids can sing now is Jingle Bells. Phil, I think this just upsets a lot of people.
I don't consider carols a form of religious indoctrination. They're just really a musical exercise to give expression to the festive season. I'm going to tell you something that may surprise you. A few years ago, I was in Jerusalem at Christmas time. I got a little homesick, and to fight it off, I walked across the street from the King David Hotel to the big YMCA just to hear the carols and see the lights. It did the trick, and me, a heathen.
Mild and windy with rain today, turning much colder with snow flurries tomorrow. High temperatures today near 50, the present Toronto reading 42 degrees. Chum News next with Mac Lipson at 11:55.
Here is Inspector Gary Bachna of the Toronto Fire Department.
Busy with plans for Christmas? Remember that fire never takes a holiday. This is the time of the year when a little carelessness with the tree or decorations can open your door to tragedy. Be extra careful about smoking. Never leave children unattended. Plan in advance to get out safely if fire should strike.
Now, the sound of solid gold continues on
CHUM 1050 Toronto.
Every time I see you looking my way, baby, baby, can't you hear my heartbeat? The car or walking down the highway, baby, baby, can't you hear my heartbeat? When you move up close to me, I get a feeling that's ooh-wee. Can't you hear the pounding of my heartbeat? You're the one I love. You're the one I love. When I feel you put your arms around me, baby, baby, can't you hear my heartbeat? Then I'm glad, I'm mighty glad I found you. Baby, baby, can't you hear my heartbeat? When you ask me to meet your mom, and you can maybe meet me going far, can't you hear the pounding of my heartbeat? 'Cause you're the one I love. You're the one I love. Crying out to meet you, baby, baby, can't you hear my heartbeat? Now's the time to go and see the preacher, baby, baby, can't you hear my heartbeat? Red bells are gonna chime, baby, baby, you're gonna be mine. Can't you hear the pounding of my heartbeat? 'Cause you're the one I love, you're the one I love.
Oh, baby, baby, can't you hear my heartbeat? That's Herman's Hermits back to 1965 for that chum pop of the past, and we're continuing with the sound of solid gold. It's 3 minutes after 11 o'clock. Michael Cranston here for John Sprague until 1.
Say, did you hear what happens when you buy a carton of Sprite? Listen. You see, Sprite is the soft drink with something to say. And what it tells you is that Sprite sounds like nothing you ever heard and tastes like nothing you ever tasted. Sprite is not sweet. It's deliciously tart. The trouble is, a whole carton goes in no time. Sprite. So tart and tingling, we just couldn't keep it quiet.
Tis the season to be jolly. C-H-U-L 1050 Toronto.
4 minutes after 11, 42 degrees in the rain on a Thursday morning. A&P.